This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Vasil Nitskaya, the Russian lawyer, just now that we're getting a clearer picture of her, looks like she's a double or triple agent of deep state, probably not even a Russian agent, hanging out at Soros events, hanging out at anti-Trump rallies, hanging around with the Democratic Party. We've got the report up on Infowars.com from Adan Salazar. And then after that, I don't have my mouse. My mouse has disappeared out of here. So maybe during the next break I can get a new mouse or something so that I can pull that up for folks. But there it is. Photos. Russian lawyer attended Chicago anti-Trump rally. Photos suggest that the globalist operative is a Democrat and an anti-Trump operative. Thank you. I now have the article in my hands. Well, I mean, it's beyond that. She also said that she didn't know any Russians in the government, and she's photographed with a Russian ambassador. But you know somebody by their fruits, and she looks like she is a deep state operative. Most people are, because then you play both sides, you see. The globalists are against all nation states. Multiple photos of her from her own account. And then she tells them she's got all this dirt on Hillary, and then she doesn't. Then they want them to talk about sanctions, which they could then claim is illegal, but they wouldn't talk about that. So isn't that just special? Out at the old George Soros events, holding up pictures of women in hijabs, Linda Sorcerer signs. So she has been a busy little beaver. We have another Soros-funded protest at the White House demands prosecution for Donald Trump, but never for Hillary and the illegal server and the emails and selling us out to the foreign powers and her and Bill giving the fissile material and reactors in North Korea and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But what's Trump's big crime? I'm going to play this and then come back with Roger Stone and get into a bunch of these clips. It's saying you will not overthrow the West, because the globalists are saying in Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, we hate Christians. We hate white people. We hate Protestants. We hate Catholics. And we're going to overthrow the West. And the best way is put our pedophile pope in and then get all his other pedophiles in there and then totally take over the church that way and overturn religion and overturn everything and bring in your globalism and sexualize children like they're doing in the public schools. Trump can't reverse the decline of white Christian America. And again, they make it all racial. What about the decline of the West? The globalists don't want any people that are middle class or wealthy. And I know I keep hammering and hammering that, but here he is in Poland last week. We should air this every segment. This is his big crime. I mean, they're on the news on CNN going, look how racist this is, how hateful. Yes, we're not just totally open to Islam, which won't let us go to their countries. We don't want to bring people in that are not tolerant. You know, if North Korea bordered Texas, would we want to just merge with North Korea? The answer is no. It's not compatible. It's not compatible. Here is that clip.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Roger Stone in studio, and we're going to lay out cold-bloodedly really where Trump is. But I want to break something down. I don't put a good face on things, as everybody knows, just to put a good face on it. Trump is really delivering as much as he can with a Republican leadership that's blocking the Patriot Republicans. The answer is don't vote out the Republicans. Vote out the establishment Republicans and replace them with patriots and vote out more Democrats, because we are within millimeters of of getting big tax cuts and really being able to repeal Obamacare, not having another screw job like the one Paul Ryan brought forward. Why would the Republican leadership do that? Because they helped write the screw job with the Democrats. That's why it's so sad that Democrats don't understand that.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's very fortuitous that Roger Stone last week was already scheduled to be here working on a lot of behind-the-scenes journalism with us for the next 3 days here in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. We have, thanks to 4chan, and my own crew did some geolocating with the photos and found her in Chicago, New York, and other areas at anti-Trump rallies, and we found her with the Russian ambassador. She said she didn't know anybody in the Russian government, though she held out she did when she reached out to Donald Trump Jr. last June. And now we have this Veselnitskaya lady who has the classic cutout of a Soros operative who then plays both sides, popping in and out at all these Soros anti-Trump events, just like Drudge Instinct was right over the weekend saying, was Trump Jr. set up? But only set up in a PSYOP. From my gut level, before he even went on Hannity last night, I said, this is opposition research. That's what I said on the show yesterday. I said that the Clintons went and did opposition research with this Democratic Party group and the Steele dossier in Russia, trying to get Russians to you know, basically be false informants and say that they'd pee-peed on the president. Now that's admittedly discredited. McCain's getting sued. Suits in Europe. BuzzFeed's being sued for their fictional garbage. So you've got this lady tied into working with that group. You've got her at all these Soros events. You've got her caught lying. He's in the meeting with her 15, 20 minutes, but he made a mistake on Hannity. He said, well, I should have done a little different. No. You deserve a medal, an award for going out and trying to get the evidence of Hillary. She sold out the uranium. She sold out the Gazprom. There's hundreds of millions of dollars in the foundation from Russian companies. You've got, and the experts right here, Roger Stone. This is insane. And Trump got it right a month after his son met with him in July of last year when he said, I know nothing about Russia. Russia, you know, isn't involved in this. But if the Russians do have it, or the Chinese, or somebody in, you know, their basement or in their bed, release it. They changed the subject from the criminal emails. They changed the subject from the fact that she had 30,000 of them illegally. They changed the subject. She got caught lying, saying they weren't classified. Or that Comey just got caught with the classified memos that he was supposed to give the attorney general. All this is happening. But first, if you just joined us, here's Trump publicly. Why'd you never hear about this again? He's public. He says it's you. You committed the crime, not me. If the Russians got it, release it. If the Russians know where kidnapped kids are, they should release it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. He said it out in the open. They want to have Fox News even come out on his flank and criticize him so that he then pee-pees his pants, a real piss gate, and then says, well, maybe I should have done it different. You've done nothing. They're the scum that sold us out to globalism. They're the ones that sold us out to the Shycoms. It's the Clintons, even the New York Times admits, that gave the reactors in North Korea and the missiles. They're the plague. They're the traitors. They're the. She helped write the TPP that Trump just pulled out of. We're going to play that clip of Trump saying, give me the emails. But I mean, do you agree with me, Roger Stone, that he needs to go on the offense and that this is a nothing burger again unless we let the Republican establishment and Pence and all them run a Jedi mind trick on us that this is something. For me, this is them running on fumes.
Alex, as you know, I was in Washington yesterday, and I've got to tell you, in the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I have never seen more fake hysteria, more Sturm and Drang about nothing. Let's be very clear. Donald Trump Jr. has done nothing improper, nothing illegal, and nothing wrong. Why is he targeted? Because he's the strongest and one of the most effective spokesmen for his father's campaign. Because he constantly retweets things from Infowars.com and other alternative, credible news sources. Because he's a warrior. That's why. And frankly, if in the middle of a presidential campaign, and I've been in 10 of them, someone contacts you and says, I have negative information on your opponent, and you do not seek to get that information, you're guilty of malpractice. This is a struggle for the presidency of the United States.
Well, you're aiding and abetting if it's a crime.
But there's no crime here. Where is the crime? There is no crime.
What I'm saying is Hillary's committed the crimes. If he's going to get evidence of her with the Russians, he's got a responsibility to at least tell the FBI.
But if you inside the Beltway in Washington today's Washington Post. It's Kafkaesque. It's like they're in another planet. In other
words, well, they know that. They're trying to flip us into their false phantom zone.
What's interesting is a long discussion in today's Washington Post about whether this somehow constitutes a campaign finance reform a violation, whether Donald Trump Jr. received something of value and therefore it should have been reported. This is the most back-assed, incredibly false, thin argument I've ever seen. There is no violation of law here. Here's the point. This is all they have. The whole Russian narrative now boils down to this. Next thing, what are they going to say? That the Trump family dog came in contact with a Russian wolfhound while in the kennel? I mean, this has gotten to the point of absurdity. Now, I would say that the White House knew about this a week ago. Frankly, they should have released it themselves just before the weekend. They have made, in my opinion, what could have been a two-day story, a five-day story. But the bottom line of which, there's no violation of law here, and there is most certainly no collusion with the Russians to affect the election because there was no document. There was no evidence, at least not from this woman, of evidence of wrongdoing. If you look at the circumstances under which the woman lawyer got into the country, I think there's a strong indication, as you say.
That's right. Her visa was up for 6 months, so clearly Obama and them let her back in.
Somebody pulled strings to get her back in the country. That would, I think, play into the idea that you just put forward, that this was a setup, a way to try to compromise Donald Trump Jr., who, again, I assert has done nothing whatsoever wrong. This is what all of the House and Senate investigations have come to. This is what Adam Schiff and Mark Warner have. Well, I would say they don't have much. There's no violation of law here. I don't even think there's anything politically wrong.
Well, I know one thing for absolute 100% certain. They came out with the Federal Elections Commission, commissioner lady yesterday and said, They took rumors from a congressional hearing 4 months ago from the House Armed Services Committee that were then rumors in McClatchy, and then put it out that I'm under counter-espionage investigation by the FBI along with Matt Drudge and Breitbart, and that we need to be hauled before Congress to explain how we got Russian money. I mean, this is literally like something out of a comic book. I've gotten zero money from the Russians. I've never been to Russia. They know that. They know we're mainly funded by listeners buying products from us. This is desperate. When they start saying that I'm the reason they lost the election and the Russians fund me and told me what to say, I mean, this is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Then, in the middle of an election, all about how the Clintons are involved with the Russians, they turn the narrative around back on to Trump. It's just crazy. I mean, I want to be called before Congress. Of course, they won't do it. They're all a bunch of scum. They know full well there's nothing going on here with the stupid Russians.
You know, Alex, you should wish that they would call you. You would decimate them because they talk with a complete absence of any facts whatsoever. The idea is...
Oh, I saw stuff all over Twitter in the news. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are going to be arrested now because Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian to find out if Hillary was a Russian spy. Yeah. And I said he did his job to see if she's a spy. So the Washington Post said that I said Trump went to check to see if this woman was a spy. No, I said Hillary. Again, the level of lying, it's pure desperation.
But it's the double standard that's more disturbing. In other words, we know for a fact that the Ukrainian government worked with Hillary in an attempt to undermine Donald Trump. But that's not page one in the Washington Post. Donnie released these emails. What about Hillary's emails? Maybe if Donnie had used bleach and a sledgehammer on his server, we wouldn't have this problem. This is an absurdity.
And they said that you were being sarcastic in the Washington Post. I don't think you were. It's time to indict Comey. He had classified info and lied to Congress. It's time to indict Obama. It's time to indict Hillary. Indict, indict, indict. Go on the offense with this scum, because here's the deal. We all know the big enchilada, and I want you to comment on both these. He has the trifecta. He has the legislative, the executive, the judicial. He has 30-plus of the states. He has almost all the legislatures. America is explosively awake. That's why D.C. is panicking with all this faux consternation and, see, we've got you vitriol, because they're out of gas. Every time they say this is the total proof, it's all over. You know, I've got Bloomberg saying, you know, Trump supporters have egg on their face. Here's the headline. Trump's defeated defenders can only whimper. That's like Tokyo Rose as we're dropping A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, telling the allies they just lost the war. It is a load of delusional BS, and only if they can hoax the American people into believing this can they defeat Trump. The problem is the Republican leadership, will put Pence on behind us, is trying to maneuver that into reality. How big is the danger, Roger Stone?
I think the danger is not insubstantial. If you're familiar with Stone's rules, you probably know my most important rule, which is you never win on defense. We know for an absolute fact that the super secret FISA court condemned the Obama administration days before Trump became president for the wholesale, unconstitutional, illegal surveillance of perhaps tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans. This is a serious crime as opposed to, say, meeting with a Russian woman lawyer who provides nothing. So it's time for Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Ms. Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, the president himself, to go in front of a grand jury and say what they know about this. That's how you win this. Donald Trump needs to direct to the attorney general to begin a wholesale investigation into illegal surveillance of American citizens. This is not some conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Theory. Oh, yeah.
The FISA court said this.
No one even asked, where did the New York Times get all these emails of Donnie Jr.?
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Who could possibly have leaked those? Gee, I wonder. I mean, the leaking going on from the Obama holdovers that are still serving in this government and the fact that the administration hasn't moved quickly enough to fill the seats is compounding.
It's crazy. It's
Brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Or yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Party. We have this WikiLeaks coming up in the next segment where you have the Chinese ambassador meeting secretly with the Clinton campaign, a private off the record. So again, they're the ones, they're the traitors, but none of this in the news. No, it's all Donnie Jr. Roger Stone, you've been the head of the Trump campaign when it first started. If you were advising the president right now, what would you do?
Go on offense. You see, I think the left's plan is very simple. They're hoping to win control of the House in the 18 election and therefore impeach our president based on trumped up charges put forward by Mr. Mueller. In Washington yesterday, I heard that Mueller may take as long as 2 years to wrap up his probe. You can see what they're buying time for. They're buying time for the election. Therefore, if they want to impeach our president, it's time to jail their president. What did Barack Obama know, and when did he know it, when it came to the illegal surveillance cited by the FISA court only days before Donald Trump became president? What did Clapper know? What did Brennan know? What did Rice know? Somebody authorized this operation to spy on the American people and violate their civil rights.
And it's now admitted that they targeted all the political opposition, including yours truly, yourself as well. They came up with nothing. CNN admits all of it's a nothing burger. And so on the heels of all these producers on tape admitting the Russia thing's made up and that it, quote, is a witch hunt, that CNN producer saying Trump's right, they doubled down with their final ace card, Donnie Jr. trying to find dirt on Hillary. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, I think it's an absurdity to think that we are going to not do anything about the fact that the deputy director of the FBI paid $50,000 in our taxpayer money for a phony dossier doctored up to accuse Donald Trump of sexual impropriety in Moscow that has now been proven to be a total fabrication. Those are your tax dollars.
And this lawyer, this woman, is tied to it. What does she sound like to you? Getting in when she doesn't have a visa 6 months after, hanging out at Soros events, protest against Trump, working with the group that put out the PP Gate dossier.
Yeah, there's no question she's an agent, and this is smelling more and more like a setup. Notice that they go on the record in emails claiming to have all kinds of negative information on Hillary, then she produces nothing of the kind. That's how you know it's a setup. The purpose was to get the meeting. I am surprised about one thing, and that is comments today in the Washington Post by veteran Republican opposition researcher Gary Maloney, who's a good man. And he correctly says, this should have been handled by a cutout. Why would you put the candidate's family in the line of fire? Why not send a low-level operative to determine whether there was anything?
Well, it shows Trump leads from the front.
Well, it shows that this was a grassroots campaign and that they don't have the vast experience at presidential politics that the Clintons have.
Which is what we want. All they're trying to do is deliver on their promises.
Well, they're honest. The point is they're honest, and Donnie handled this in an honest way. And he's been honest about it since the story broke. They're trying to crucify this guy. Why? Because he's one of us. Because he's effective. Because he's tough. Because he's not afraid to fight the left. If you go back and look through his Twitter feed, look how often he reposts Infowars.com. It's extraordinary.
They absolutely hate his guts. They absolutely are totally... If you need some help with your...
No, I got it.
We'll work on it during the break. It's a systemic issue. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
I got it.
No, that's correct. We're going to investigate it. This is important. We're live teleprompter-free, folks. When we come back, I want to get into the real threats where you see this going. But I don't just say this to try to be positive. Everybody knows that. I think Trump's totally turned the corner the last few months, and they are completely panicking and going crazy. And their constituents are acting like mental patients running around attacking people.
On the 14th, Michael Caputo, who is a longtime associate of mine, you might call him a protege, started on Congressman Jack Kemp's staff as a lowly driver, rose to be Kemp's press secretary, an extraordinarily able young guy, is going to be hauled in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Why? Because he once lived in Russia. There's no evidence of contact between him and the Russian state, but it is true that he was sent to Russia by the Clinton administration, being funded by the CIA, in an effort to help the election of Boris Yeltsin.
Now, you told me about this back when it was still secret, but just to be clear, he is CIA. He was hired to CIA to go in to the energy company, and now they're even burning their own person. They're so desperate to look for some type of Russia connection. We'll be right back and break all this down. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league for the freeway.
It's just a total deflection, this whole thing with Russia. It is so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power. But Russia has no respect for our country, and that's why, if it is Russia, nobody even knows, it's probably China. Or it could be somebody sitting in his bed. But it shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. A total sign, assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for a country. Putin
And the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore, and they certainly have no respect for our leader. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard. Yes. What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Now, that's July 27th of last year, about a month after Donnie met with a woman who we now know hangs out with the Soros groups and is part of the PP Gate Democratic Party fake dossier steal group. We now know that she got back in the country even though her visa was up 6 months. I mean, she's being protected. She looks like a classic foundation mole playing both sides. And, I mean, this is what Don Jr. should have done. It said, yeah, where's my award? It's Hillary working with the Russians. It's not me trying to sell the country out to the Russians. And let's put the WikiLeaks back on screen here. This is from the WikiLeaks, confirmed. They're not denying these are real. Now, Chris Cuomo says you're not allowed to read it. But here it is. And we have China intelligence networks in the United States, 25,000. It's a lot more than that. Chinese ambassador, private off-the-record setup for meeting with Clinton campaign during run-up to the U.S. election. Let's just indict her ass, because here's the deal. It didn't like the two old parties kissing cousins, selling out America. Trump's done the cardinal sin of really trying to make the country great, trying to turn the economy back on, trying to be the corporate guy that, you know, does the American turnaround. It's a smart move for him and his family and the world. You know, it's a good move as a decent person, not as a monopoly man. So doesn't he just turn that around with the Chi-Coms, the Clintons giving the reactors in North Korea? I mean, he's got so many smoking gun, open and shut cases. They want a political war. They're all calling for his death, calling for our death. All this, it's time to go after him. They're weak. The only way we're in trouble is letting him sit there plotting his murder, plotting his death. Let me explain something. Megyn Kelly had 10 million viewers the first week she hosted her show. 3 weeks in, she hosted with me 3.3. It's now at 2 million viewers, lower than anything on broadcast TV. Okay? She's gone. It's the same thing. CNN had a dead cat bounce for a few months. They're at almost zero. They're done. They're a fraud. But everybody knows a cornered rat is dangerous. And I'm telling you, we need to politically dispatch this un-American cancer now. I'm the opposite of an authoritarian. They say hashtag hunt Republicans. They say kill Trump, kill his family. They say come after me. They say kill the police. They say bring in martial law. They say put the UN over our police review boards. I got an idea. You're not American. You're scum. You want to overthrow our free society. You say you want to overthrow the West. How about you get your ass locked up in prison? And I'm serious. We can do it. We got Trump elected. We have to remove the cancer now.
I couldn't agree more. Look, the president needs to realize the awesome investigative powers that he has, the power to indict. This is what the left did to Richard Nixon in the 70s, and now the shoe's on the other foot. You have substantial evidence of egregious crime. Again, the wholesale surveillance of American citizens is not some conspiracy theory cooked up by Alex Jones and Roger Stone. This is per the FISA court in a stinging decision days before Trump became president. You see, they figured once Hillary was elected, they'd be able to cover this all up. Once Hillary was elected, all their crimes would be beyond reach.
But things didn't go the way they wanted,
to say the least. And now it's time for the president to turn the tables on his tormentors. John Brennan and Ray Clapper have been the principal architects of this entire phony Russian fairy tale. And it's time for them to start answering questions under oath about the widespread surveillance and wiretapping of average Americans. Why were they doing this? Who approved it? When did it start? Is it ongoing? There are criminal indictments there. It's time for the president to turn the table on his critics. At the same time, Alex, I'm concerned that the Trump State Department continues to be infiltrated with Soros operatives. This woman, Fiona Hill, was the subject of discussion at last night's dinner when a number of conservative leaders got together. She is single-handedly blocking efforts to take on the Soros apparatus through Eastern Europe. Why is she in this administration? Why in the world would Rex Tillerson appoint her to anything? I mean, her credentials, Council on Foreign Relations, Harvard, Soros, Open Society Institute. Does that sound like a Trump appointee to you? Doesn't sound like one to me.
And I want to be clear. We talk about an open free society for open free people. When he talks about open society, he means no borders, global government, total Islamic invasion. And, you know, expanding on this, Trump has not gone after the vaccine investigation the way he said he would. That's kind of stalled. Also, he's not started investigations and hearings on the IRS, and he needs to, you know, go after people that are still there that are holdovers. I mean, they're still, I see articles all the time, raiding mom-and-pop shops that have no criminal record with no investigation, no judge, no jury, not even their own procedures as a rogue agency. So, you know, here's the deal. I understand we have taxes in this country, but we need to repeal the Income Tax Act of 1913 and go back to constitutional tax. So I think those are areas in a bully pulpit where he could do a better job.
Well, the other one is obvious, and that is the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity, never was. It's a slush fund for grifters. And as you know, Alex, it was the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. So no person is above the law. The left tells us that endlessly. What then of Bill and Hillary Clinton and that criminal enterprise?
Well, that's my question, because we kind of gloss over this. You brought it up a bunch. But let's drill into this and then take some phone calls. How can she meet with the communist Chinese ambassadors, sell out everybody, have the secret server, delete all the emails, Wiener's getting caught with pedophile stuff, Clinton's on Lolita Expresses, they rob all the money out of Haiti, she destabilizes the Middle East for Al-Qaeda and ISIS, brags about that, is engaged in all these illegal crimes, spying on everybody, a trail of dead bodies, and then she's still going to lead the Democrats in 2018 with Nancy Pelosi. It shows the total mental illness disconnect, and I think it shows the mental illness disconnect with Russia. Everybody I talk to, except a few delusional liberals, are so sick of Russia, they know it's absolute crap. You see all the videos inside CNN where everybody from Van Jones to the producers say it's totally made up crap. Trump's right, it's a witch hunt. And as you said, Mueller wants to wait till after the midterms, cook up something, and try an impeachment. That's why we've got to get good Republicans elected. We've got to remove establishment Republicans, and we've got a beachhead, but the war just began. Because here's the deal. They know culturally we're going Americana. We're not going right-wing, folks. We're going populist, Americana, free market, JFK policies on the economy. That's what Trump's doing. It's carbon copy JFK, okay? And if Trump gets his tax cuts through, we're going to explode. The economy's already puttering back, but it's going to come back hard. That's why their whole globalist system is going down. So they're going to put everything they can in the next 18 months to win the midterms and get control of the House. That's why they've got election fraud in place, dead people voting, illegals voting. Notice everything Trump said about that's coming out. 5.7 million people illegally voted. Harvard's own data. I mean, think about how Trump's championing that he is a godsend, people. You can find stuff he's doing that isn't perfect, which we bring up, but I'm surprised he can get anything done, Stone. Imagine where we'd be if Hillary was here, because you said it earlier. They plan to have her in to shut down the free press, to prosecute people. Pelosi met with the attorney general. She wanted me arrested as an example. They've got the FBI criminally investigating me, and people say, how am I handling it? Wonderfully, the criminal globalists want to put me in jail because I'm effective against them. I am a total American, totally committed to this country, and the globalist scum know it, and they know we're never going to stop, and they know we're kicking their ass, and they know you're awake, and they know we're rising. We must crush their spirit. We must demoralize them. People hate us, Roger.
Well, we need to take the fight to them, Alex. Look, 5 o'clock in the morning, there needs to be a knock on the door at the homes of Mr. Brennan, Mr. Clapper, Ms. Rice, Ms. Jarrett, and yes, I'm sorry to say this, President Barack Obama himself, because no person is above the law. And what they have done with this wholesale spying on American makes Watergate look like nothing. I mean, where is the outrage from the left? I'd be looking to a patriot like Trey Gowdy, who I think is one of the standouts on the committees.
Why didn't he take the FBI job?
I can't answer that question. He would have been an excellent choice, a much better choice than I think the fellow we got. I think it's important to refocus this. How many foreign nationals did John Podesta meet with? How many Chinese? How many Russians? How many other...
Trump should have press conferences where he reads them off.
I mean, it is...
Okay, my son met to see why she's meeting with the Russians to say... Can we give an award to Donald Jr.?
He deserves one.
But I'm not just turning that around. Really, he's trying to expose spies.
He's done nothing wrong, immoral, or illegal here. Nothing. But you wouldn't know that.
Except saying he would have done things differently, which is true. He probably should have sent a minion.
Yeah, they should have sent a cutout. That's what I would have done. It would have come to nothing because the meeting was a nothing burger. But all of these millions of dollars they have spent and all of the thunderings of the Adam Schiffs and this pain in the neck, Eric Swalwell, who's Pelosi's bitch, the constant dissembling about Russian collusion without an iota of evidence, and then they turn up this. Where's the collusion?
And let's expand on this.
How did this affect the election? In what way was the election?
It didn't. There was nothing.
Exactly.
So let's expand on this. And he meant no bad intent by it. It's totally normal. I would do it myself. Let's expand on this then. Why are they so delusional to say Hillary will be the face of the Dems in 2018? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, we should hope. I mean, we should hope. First of all, I will put out the Clinton's War on Women in a new edition available at the Infowars.com store, if that should be the case, with several new chapters about Chelsea and how she's been grifting since the election.
But Clintonism is like as popular as leprosy. Herpes.
Leprosy, I would say. I want to go back and clarify something earlier. Michael Caputo testifying before the House Committee on the 14th. Technically, he was working for, I think, the USIA, but he was really funded by the CIA. Our goal? To affect the Russian election and elect Boris Yeltsin. So, in other words, the United States was interfering in their election. Why are we pretending this doesn't happen?
Now they're burning him, knowing it was a CIA contract, trying to use that. That's their evidence is some CIA cutout they sent in.
He has two sins. He once lived in Russia while working for the United States government, and he had a beautiful ex-wife who was Russian. He had no contact with the Russians. This is the worst, most egregious smear I've ever seen. Michael Caputo is a patriotic American. He is a solid conservative Republican. He was an early Trump supporter. And they have not one iota of evidence of wrongdoing on his part. Why is he being dragged in front of a House
committee? They have nothing. You know, Nancy Pelosi again yesterday said that George W. Bush was president. That's 13 times I count.
Well, I think Maxine Waters must be writing her talking points. I mean, the Democratic leadership in the House is just pathetic.
I mean, look at that loon ball.
She can barely move her face. You notice that?
Yeah, total Botox. We have like some narcissistic person who probably has a shriveled brain syndrome.
Well, she has recruited this lightweight mannequin, Eric Swalwell, who I can't wait to see if on the... When I go before the House Committee on the 24th, I hope he has the cojones to show up.
By the way,
expose him.
I know it's whoever lines up, but I will send a camera person or somebody to document it if you can get them in with you.
Well, they have very strict rules. You know, they don't want a public hearing, as you know, because I will expose them in public. They don't mind trashing you in public. Congresswoman Speier says, and I quote, "Stone has worked for the Kremlin. We know that. No, Congresswoman, I haven't. That's a lie. Apologize or I'll see you in court." You have no idea how many of these I have, Alex. Flat, false statements.
And by the way, I know you've talked to lawyers, and I've talked to mine, too. They say juries, especially saying somebody's a traitor, will rule for us. I mean, these are pretty much open and shut.
Well, normally,
saying somebody is a frickin' foreign agent, if you don't have proof, it's a big deal. Now, Obama, Hillary Clinton, all of them, they are. They're pieces of globalist scum.
But it is true that they're protected when they make these false charges on the House floor. It is not so clear that they can demean American citizens, no matter how publicly they're known, when they're off the House floor. So I hope to have my day in Washington.
Well, what about this slime ball, whatever her name is, over at the Federal Elections Commission, saying they want to criminally investigate me? Well, it's this FEC power grab where they say maybe it's a violation of campaign finance that he got valuable data. So now information is currency, according to the Federal Election Commission. So if you get some info, you violated law. That sounds like the biggest power grab, mission creep, galactic level, cult level control. And this same doddering ding dong is saying they know I'm getting money from the Russians. No, lady. No. No, you stupid piece of crap.
And there's no evidence, there's no precedent for that argument that information, is something of value in this case under the federal election.
I mean, she is a piece of crap.
Don't know her, but I would say this. Where are the Republican commissioners? Why didn't any of them step up and say this is nonsense, that there's no violation of law here? See, Donald Trump's biggest problem is not liberal Democrats. It's establishment Republicans.
It is.
It's the Quisling.
But when I say that Clinton sold us out to the communist Chinese, it's confirmed they gave them the missiles and the reentry and the MIRV technology and the guidance and Laurel and Hughes, and it's confirmed ABB, and it's confirmed the reactors in North Korea. It's confirmed!
And that they took $600,000 in illegal Chinese campaign contributions. And then just yesterday, again, the Saudis admit that they funded 20% of Hillary's campaign. Where's the investigation into that? When are we going to look into foreign financing?
Well, we've all just got to start writing the articles and banging the drum. That's what we do, and just force it out there. We're going to go to break, come back, and talk to Cody, Declan, Justin, Zach, Alyssa, and others with Roger Stone. Roger Stone is here with us in studio. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. He's got StoneColdTruth.com. Before I go any further, briefly, some of our best-selling supplements and nutraceuticals are back. MycoZX hits the fungus, the candida, the mold that is in the gut, unlike any other probiotic. The others just deal with bacteria. You take it with our probiotic biome defense, 50 billion live cultures per caplet. We keep it in the cold environment. You don't have to, but it makes it last longer. You take these together, amazing. 30% off right now and get those together, but MycoZX sold out for 5+ months, is back in. So is DNA Force with the nerve growth refactor. BioPQQ, CoQ10, 175 clinical studies on BioPQQ alone. Amazing. It costs 3-4 times this in medical clinics and isn't even as strong. This is our Rolls-Royce product, DNA Force. DNA Force. It is available at InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And when you fund us, you are funding the white hot sword of truth, taking down the globalists savagely, one hack and one stab at a time, committed to victory. And boy, are we having victory thanks to your support. Stay with us.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Going to your phone calls in this segment and the next. Then we have the man that infiltrated the big American Muslim organization to break down what they're actually up to. We'll look at Linda Sarsour. And George Soros and more. Than Roger Stone, I'll be back hosting the fourth hour. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today here in studio with us. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We got Declan. Declan is, I guess, about 17 hours, 18 hours different from us. He is in Australia. Then we'll go to Cody, Justin, Zach, Alyssa, and others. Declan, thank you for calling today.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
You're on the air with Roger Stone. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking, with North Korea obviously now having a missile that can basically hit anywhere on the globe, is there any way we're going to be able to convince the left that, you know, the biggest threat maybe isn't white supremacists, but outside of the West, since, you know, Islam coming into the country hasn't seemed to really faze them at all, so...
Well, that's right. Why is the left so hateful, Roger Stone? Why do they embrace radical Islam? Why do they embrace North Korea, communist China? Why do they not want us to even have weapons to defend ourselves? What is the mental illness of these untraveled, ignorant buffoons, these boobies, to want to constantly cozy up to our enemies?
Yeah, I think my friend Ann Coulter is right when he says liberalism is a mental illness. The idea that the party of John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman, a party that was staunchly anti-communist, although liberal perhaps on domestic policies, would now not stand up for gay people or Christians or Jews against Islamic terrorism. It's almost unthinkable. Where do they think the voter constituency is for this whacked out idea? How do they expect to win any elections when they won't stand up for American citizens and our safety and our security?
Now, why do they want to kill the golden goose? And why does the Republican establishment play along with them?
I think that's for financial reasons, to be honest with you. Look, we know how Washington works. It's all about getting reelected, Alex. It's all about milking the special interests for the next election. Yeah, they go on TV and they pretend to fight. Then they all go out to dinner afterwards.
But the difference is Trump doesn't go out to dinner afterwards. He wears the American pin when they're wearing the G20 pin, but then he actually delivers. And they go, oh, look, he didn't go along with them. That's great. We should celebrate that.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. He's not part of the Washington buddy system. He's not part of a broken system that's brought this country to its knees. He's not responsible for endless foreign wars or the erosion of our civil liberties or the massive debt and spending.
No, he was against the Iraq war. Declan, any other points from Australia?
Yes, I read an article saying that you think man bear pig is real. I didn't think you would, but any comments on that?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. The media is so deceptive that they said that I said Donald Jr. met with her to see if she was a spy. I said he met with her to see if they had evidence of Hillary being a spy. And they just totally lie. Or then I say there are human-animal chimeras, and it's an MIT magazine, and they say that I say that's on Mars. Never said that. So, I mean, the media has reached a new level of lying. I appreciate your call, Declan. You want to comment to that? I mean, do you agree it's reached just a crescendo of hysterical lying, Roger Stone?
Well, see, they're so used to having a monopoly, Alex. They're so used to being unchallenged. They're so used to being one voice, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and sadly now Fox, that they move in lockstep. And since they thought they had the only megaphone, their lies have gotten bigger and bigger and more egregious.
Well, that's like CNN saying there was no rioting in Hamburg or in what was the town over in Germany where they had the G20?
Or Frankfurt. Or 1,200 women weren't raped immediately after the first wave of Syrian refugees.
Well, remember they made fun of Trump and said, what happened last night in Sweden? MyCo ZX is back in after 5+